USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump celebrated a portion of his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president also delivered remarks from Arlington National Cemetery.
Today, we also remember the more than 82,000 American servicemen and women who remain missing from wars and conflicts fought over the past century. We will never stop searching for them.
As gas prices continue to rise, the folks in the Midwest have been hit the hardest. Over the past month, the average price for a gallon of gasoline in Michigan shot up nearly 32 cents a gallon, which is more than any other state. That's according to Gas Buddy. Esposito Securities CEO Mark Esposito believes this is only the beginning.
I think, you know, in Dallas, we're already seeing much higher than $3 a gallon. I think oil's come from 40 up to 70, so I think you could see $3.50 or $4 over the next year.
This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and salt fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Hawaii is sending a message to the world. Despite the recent volcano eruptions, the resort state remains open for business. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Hawaii's governor says even on the big island where the volcano is located, less than 1% of the land has been impacted by the eruptions. But Governor David Ige says the state's losing out on tens of millions of dollars in tourist spending because images of the fiery destruction have been beamed around the world, scaring off potential visitors. He says every effort's being made to be transparent about the dangers that do exist, but that there are several other islands totally unaffected by the lava and toxic gas. Islands, he says, have beautiful beaches and scenery that are completely unaffected by Kilauea's eruptions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals begin tonight as the Vegas Golden Knights will be hosting the Washington Capitals. Puck drops at 7 o'clock Central Time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Within the next 20 years, the number of new cancer cases is expected to increase by 70% in the United States. One in two men and one in three women will be diagnosed with cancer in their lifetime. Dr. Allison Jeffries has come up with what she has titled The Mix of Six, and this talks about how you can live and how you can avoid getting cancer. Take a listen.
We talk about the mix of six because that's really exploring these lifestyle choices. We're talking about love and support, stress, sleep, exercise, diet, and the environment and your environmental exposure. And so when a person is looking at this, it's important to remember that there's actually a synergy that takes place between all of these areas, both, you know, how we engage in them and how they can benefit us. There is a synergy that's important to remember that takes place inside the body as well as outside the body. So what I mean by that is that if you have not slept well, you then don't go to the gym, you potentially don't choose the right foods to eat. But that's also happening. There is a synergy, a negative synergy that happens inside the body. So it's really important to look at this mix of six as a whole and to see where you can step forward to make change.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.